Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, welcome to Horse Hour. Now, you would have heard of the awful flooding over in Houston in Texas. And I've been worrying about this all night. I've just seen pictures of people stranded in the floods. They've had to leave their animals behind. And the messages, the cries for help have been insane. So many people who've been stuck, who can't get rescued because the emergency services won't take the animals, or the emergency services are so stretched that they can't even get to these people for help. And there was one post by a lady called Sharon whose sister Terry was stuck on the second floor of her house and her blind horse called Dream was stuck outside. This really hit me, and Horse Hour wanted to do as much as we could to get help. Now, I know we're based in the UK, but we have amazing followers all over the world. So I thought if we can just share some of these stories, if we can just get help to one person, then at least one person is safer. And I've been worrying about it all night. I've been worrying about Terry, worrying about Dream, just trying to get help to her. And our lovely friend Katie, who's based over in North Carolina, she offered to help and she wanted to do something. So she's building a network of people to go and help Terry. But the good news is Terry's okay, and we're now joined by her on the line. How are you, Terry?
Oh, fine.
I have been so worried about you all night.
Well, overnight the water went down by half.
Ah, amazing. So what happened?
The horse is doing great. I was able to get out my door. As a matter of fact, there's no more on my first floor either when I came down this morning. And I waited back there, and I gave her some carrots and some hay, and you know, the water was still, you know, up on her legs, but except for trembling about the whole situation, she's doing okay.
So here's what happened, Terry. We saw a Facebook post from your sister, Sharon, She said that you were stuck in Houston in the floods, and you were stuck on the second floor, and your horse, Dream, is blind, and he was outside in the paddock. And All night, we've been tweeting on Horse Hour, trying to find people to get you help, because I can't believe that the emergency services didn't come and help you.
Well, the problem is we're a small neighborhood at the end of the street, so I couldn't get through to 911, couldn't get through to the regular police. I mean, the whole thing was just...
Bless you.
But she's okay, and the first day of the heavy rain, she waded out to try and figure out what was going on, because she is blind, and this has never happened. She was born and raised here, you know, and this is just unbelievable. And I was on my enclosed front porch up here because the downstairs was flooded, and I called to her, "There's my good Dream, baby," and she answered me back, so I knew she was okay. But, yeah, it took me a day to be able to get out there to feed her anything.
Oh, my goodness. And she survived, bless her. So how high up was the water? Was it up to her waist?
At the worst point, it was up to her withers.
Oh, gosh. And what about you,
Terry? And fortunately, it wasn't running too fast. because it's runoff and it has to come through the woods behind me before it gets to my property. Mm. So it wasn't knocking her off her feet or anything.
No, gosh. What about you, Terry? How are you doing? Because Sharon was telling me that, you know, it was dark and were you there by yourself? I can't even imagine how scared you must have been.
Well, actually, my former dog, my German Shepherd King, and I rode out Hurricane Ike here, too. This is a 123-year-old house, which means it survived the great 1900 storm of Galveston.
Wow.
And it shook, but nothing serious broke. It needed a new roof afterwards. King was in my bedroom here with me under the bed. Didn't like it. I'm getting under the bed with him, too.
Oh, gosh.
But we managed to get through it. You know, it was quite an experience. But I don't leave my animals.
No, I don't blame you.
And I don't leave my house. Yeah. I've lived here for 27 years, and I'm not leaving my house.
Fantastic. Well, because so many people now,
10 years ago.
So many people now are being evacuated, but they have to leave their animals behind.
Yeah, and I'm not leaving my animals behind. They're the equivalent of my children. Dream was born, bred to my first horse, who just passed this last February, at 31 years old.
Wow.
And Dancer was just such a lady. And Dream is very different, and of course she's blind, but before she became blind, I was able to, breed Dancer, raise Dream. I delivered her myself.
Oh, wow.
And imprinted her, and then raised her, trained her, and made her. She never had to be broken.
Oh, my goodness. So you've got a special bond with her. Why is she blind? Was she born blind?
She got a cataract in her left eye.
Mm.
And then we could not figure out, the vet, local vet that I've used all these years, and he even had me take some pictures of the eye, and we sent them to a specialist at the University of Florida for equine ophthalmology. And he couldn't figure out what was going on, and she can see a little bit of movement out of that eye. But for the most part, she's blind. So, you know, with a flight animal like that, if I didn't have the relationship I have with her, you know, she probably would have had to be put down, because she gets panicky enough as it is.
Oh, bless her.
And he hadn't seen me for a day and a half since I had fed her before the storm dumped all that rain on us.
Mm. And how's she doing?
Yeah, she was.
How's she doing now?
Fine. I waited out there yesterday, this morning, and fed her carrots and hay. She's doing pretty good. But she's trembling, the poor thing.
She's trembling?
She was trembling because of craziness. I mean, I was shaking yesterday, so.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
The horse ought to be.
Yeah, bless her. Well. So we got in touch with Katie because I know that Katie's in America. She's a bit far away, but she's in North Carolina. And so lovely Katie then contacted her friend in Texas, who's not in the flood.
Yes, she did call me this morning and tell me about it. Yeah.
So we've been literally working all night between us, Terry, to try and get you help. And I think the latest now is that the county office, their emergency services, you have been registered with them, because half the problem is that nobody could get through to any emergency services. So I'm hoping now that they've been in touch with you and they're going to come and see you.
Well, I haven't heard from them yet, but the only thing I'm really going to need is feed, because her full metal trash cans of oats turned upside down in the tack room by the water.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
And the hay is all wet. It's just, you know, I can feed that to her fully because it just got wet, but I'm not going to be able to keep it.
No, of course not.
And I had put in a full stock because of all the predictions of this catastrophe. So,
okay. Well, we're going to do our best to get some help to you. There's a veterinary emergency team, the Texas A&M Vet Meds. Have you heard of them? Yeah, they're going out and they're assessing horses, and they're treating any horses that need help. So I will get in touch with them and see if they can get down to see you as well.
Oh, that would be wonderful, you know, because she's just trembling because the situation is just so traumatic.
Mm. I'm not surprised. I mean, it's an awful thing to go through. And then to not see her mum either, bless her. So many people are supporting you. I can't imagine how awful it must be being by yourself going through that and asking for help and nobody arriving.
Well, actually, my brother and my nephew, both Marines, showed up in a boat this morning with water, food, and ice.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
So, yes, I would love to have someone come to save Dream, too, as far as some food or something, yeah.
Okay, well,
check her over.
We are going to work on that for you. Stay in touch, Terry, okay? If you need anything, you know where we are. And Katie will keep us updated. And we can't wait to see pictures of you all, you know, with the water gone and Dream happily grazing in her paddock again.
Oh, yes, so am I. Thank you.
Okay, all the best. Thoughts are with you, Terry. You take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If there's any way that you can support, then you can donate to the Red Cross. They're providing food and water. The animal rescue shelters are completely inundated right now, but if you can donate to them, then we will put all the links on Horse Hour. Just head to @HorseHour on Twitter. The veterinary teams out in Houston are doing a phenomenal job right now, and they need support as well. They need rugs, they need food, they need oats, they need hay, anything that you can do. But more importantly, if you're listening and you are in Texas or near Texas, or maybe you might be 4 hours away from Texas, but you have a lorry and you can drive on down there and haul some of these horses out, then your help is so, so needed right now. I mean, even just a few moments ago, before speaking to Terry, I saw another post of a lady who's found a stranded horse tied to a post. Then there's a family who have rescued a baby foal from a ditch. They're trying to find the owners right now. So many people need your help. Anything that you can do, even if it's just donating a bit of money to sharing the posts, to actually taking your lorry and going and saving some of these people and these horses, then, you know, you heard from Terry. It is so gratefully appreciated. And for us, I think I just wanted them to know that people care and that their messages are being read, they're not being ignored, and they're not by themselves. So anything that you can do, we'll try and help as many people as we can. Thank you so, so much for your help. Thank you for being part of Horse Hour. A massive thank you to Katie for facilitating all this and getting some rescue teams over to Terry, because I know that they're on their way. I've just had a message from Katie, and the rescue teams, the vets, are on their way to see Terry now. So we'll update you with how they're doing. And thanks so much for your support.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter Mondays 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag Horse Hour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.